Hi, this is Jay Scudder coming to you from Brashear Field. This is a baseball matchup between the Brashear Tigers and the Atlanta Hornets. And it looks like the conference at the plate discussing all the rules is getting over. So I'll introduce Atlanta's starting lineup. For batting first for Atlanta is number 1, Garnett. Then number 2, Miller. 33, Wilhelm. 10, Miller. 12, West. 9, Wilhelm. 30, Garrett. 20, Riley. And 11, Bogert. And the Tigers are taking the field. Pitching tonight for the Tigers is Shipman. And going around the infield, catching is number 1, Justin Hazen. Playing first, number 16, Tyler Killen. On second is number 6, Kylie Watson. At short is number 7, Kale Watson. And playing third is number 6, Matt Thomas. And going around the outfield, playing left field is Trey Treasure. In center field is Michael McKim. And in right field, Cody Hayden. And Shipman's taking his warm-ups.
This should be a good game tonight, Jay. Brashear's coming off a tough loss Friday night down at La Plata in a conference matchup where they were holding a 2-1 lead through a lot of the game and had some problems later on and ended up losing 6-2. And Atlanta's just coming off their own tournament this weekend where I believe they took second, getting beat out by La Plata. Back to you, Jay.
And the first batter walks into the box, and it looks like the game's just about ready to get underway. And Garnett steps into the box for the leadoff batter for the Hornets. And there's strike 1 on the outside half of the plate. That puts the count at 0-1. Shipman looks in for the sign. And there's a low ball that bounces in the dirt. Ball 1. The pitch, it's a low ball that hits the plate, and the ball counts 2-1. And Garnett hits one over the 227 sign in right center field for a leadoff home run. The Atlanta Hornets are now up 1-0. Top of the first, no outs. That's a tough way to start off the game for the Tigers. Number 2, Miller for Atlanta steps into the box. There's a line drive to third base. Matt Thomas reaches over and grabs it for the first out of the inning. Number 33, Skyler Wilhelm, steps into the box. And Shipman throws one a little bit outside for ball 1. Here's the pitch. It's a high and outside ball 2, and that puts the count at 2-0 with one out here in the top of the first inning. Atlanta Hornets leading 1-0 off Josie Garnett's leadoff home run. Nobody on. And there's a third ball to Wilhelm. And there's the fourth ball low, and that gives Wilhelm a walk. So Now the Hornets have one on for the cleanup hitter, number 10, Cody Miller. Shipman pitches. And it's a changeup right down the middle of the plate. Fooled Miller, and that's strike one. Here's the pitch. It's a high and outside, ball one. And that puts the count at 1-1. And Miller hits one way back over the screen, and that's strike two. So that puts the count at 1-2 with one out here in the top of the first. The Hornets leading 1-0. There's low and outside, ball two. So that puts the count at 1-2. There's a high and outside ball, and that puts the count full, 3-2. The pitch. There's a towering shot into short, shallow center field. And Michael McKim can't quite get to it. Tosses it into Kylie Watson covering second, but Watson is not on the bag. So that now there's runners on first and second for number 12, Jovan West. And the first pitch to West is a low ball in the dirt, puts the count at 1-0. Excuse me. Next pitch is high, puts the count at 2-0. Shipman looks in. There's a ball on the inside, you know, way inside, and that puts the count at 3-0. Here with one out, two runners on in the top of the first inning, Atlanta Hornets leading on 1-0 on Josie Garnett's leadoff home run. And there's ball four, so that loads the bases for number 9, Wilhelm. Shipman pitches. It's a high swung on strike, puts the count at 0-1. And his next pitch is another high swung on strike. So the count is 0-2. There's a low and away ball, putting the count at 1-2. High and outside ball, and that puts the count at 2-2. then there's a strike. So that strike, and that's Shipman's first strike out of the night, and that makes two outs here with the bases loaded. Foul straight back into the screen by Garrett, Atlanta's number 30. Atlanta in the top of the first inning, already leading this game on Josie Garnett's leadoff home run. And there's a high ball, I think it was ball, high ball, oh, it was counted as a strike, and that makes the count 0-2. There's a high ball, putting the count at 1-2. There's a pitch on the outside part of the plate, and number 30, Garrett, goes down looking for Shipman's second strikeout of the inning. So after the top of the first inning, Atlanta Hornets lead 1-0 off of Josie Garnett's line drive shot over the right center field fence. And that'll just about do it for this half inning. Going around Atlanta's infield for this bottom half of the first inning, it's Josie Garnett, number 1, on the mound. Number 2, Miller, catching. On first base is number 33, Wilhelm. On second base is number 30, Garrett. On playing short is number 12, West. On third is number 10, Miller. In right field is number 11, Bogert. Center field is number 9, Wilhelm. And in left field is number 20, Riley. And Justin Hazen, the leadoff batter for the Tigers, steps into the box. Garnett looks in. And Justin Hazen puts out a bunt, but pulls it back, and that puts the count at 1-0. There's a low and away strike one, putting the count at 1-1. And Hazen swings at another low strike, putting the count at 1-2. Hazen fouls one down the right field line, and the count's still 1-2. Here with no outs and nobody on, in the bottom of the first inning, Atlanta Hornets leading over the Tigers 1-0. And Hazen swings at another low pitch, giving him strike three. And the catcher has a little bit of trouble with the ball, but tags Hazen on the way to first. So that makes one out here in the top and bottom of the first. Up for the Tigers is number six, Matt Thomas. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike over the inside part of the plate, putting the count at 0-1. Thomas fouls one straight back, putting the count at 1-2. There's a ball a little bit outside. That puts the count at 1-2. Thomas fouls another one straight back, so the count remains at 1-2 with one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Hornets leading 1-0 over the Tigers. And Hazen bounces one right up the middle. No, Thomas bounces one right up the middle. And that puts a runner on first with one out for Jacob Shipman. Shipman takes a few practice cuts. Steps out of the box. And back in. Here's the pitch. Shipman grounds one right back to the pitcher. He tosses it to the second baseman covering, and the second baseman whips it to first for a clean double play to end the bottom of the first inning. So after one inning, we have a score of 1-0, Hornets leading off of Josie Garnett's leadoff home run in the top of the first. Well, it looks like we're about ready to get underway here in the second inning of this baseball matchup between Atlanta and Brashear. Shipman is still on the mound for the Tigers, and up for the Hornets is number 20, Riley. And there's been one ball since I started. And there's a strike over the low half of the strike zone, putting the count at 1-1. There's an outside strike, and that makes the count 1-2. The pitch. There's a low strike for Shipman's third strikeout of this game, first in the inning, and that makes one out here in this top of the second inning. Hornets leading 1-0. And there's no one on and one out for number 11, Atlanta's Bogert. And there's a high and outside ball one. There's a pitch right over the middle of the plate, but just a little bit low, putting the count at 2-0. There's a swung on strike right down the middle of the plate. That puts the count at 2-1. Bogert fouls one straight back into the screen, making the count 2-2. There's a high and outside ball, putting the count full at 3-2. And Bogert draws the first walk of the inning off of Jacob Shipman. So there's one on and one out for number one, Josie Garnett, the Atlanta Hornets leadoff hitter. There's a strike over the outside half of the plate, and that puts the count at 0-1. The pitch. There's a changeup just a little bit high. Umpire calls the ball, so the count's even at 1-1. There's a high fastball rising up, and that puts the count at 2-1. There's another strike over the outside half of the plate, and that evens up the count at 2-2. Shipman pitches. It's a change up about 2 feet over the batter's head, makes the count 3-2. There's a towering shot to the left side of third base, and Thomas runs over and grabs it. So that makes two outs and one on for Atlanta's second number two hitter, Miller. Miller hits a line drive right down the left field line. Left fielder Trey Treasure can't quite get there, and that ends up as a double for Miller, and Bogert makes it all the way to third. So Atlanta Hornets have a good chance to score here. Let's just see if they can capitalize. Stepping in to bat is number 33, Skyler Wilhelm. Shipman looks in for the sign. And Wilhelm hits a towering shot, makes it over the center field fence. That's got to be at least 275 feet. And he trots around the bases for a three-run home run. That's the second home run of this game for the Atlanta Hornets. And you can see the results, as in the top of the second inning, they're already ahead 4-0. And there's a conference on the mound. And it breaks up. So we have nobody on and nobody out, and two people out for number 10, Cody Miller. And Shipman's first pitch is a little bit low, called for a ball one. There's another line drive down the left field line. Only Miller will only get a single out of it. So that puts one on and two out for number 12, Jovan West. Shipman looks at the runner at first and tries to pick him off. Ball gets past Tyler Killen, rolls into right field. And Miller will try to get to third. He dives in head first and it costs the Tigers two bases for the throwing error by Jacob Shipman. So now, with one ball and no strikes, there's a runner on third and two outs for number West. Shipman pitches. There's a high ball too. So the Tigers are trying not to let any more runs come across the plate here in this big top half of the second inning. There's another high ball high ball three. Shipman can't afford to lose this batter here. Shipman floats one right down the middle of the plate. Batter just stands there petrified, So that makes the count 3-1. And Shipman throws another high and outside ball. So that's the second or third walk of this inning, and it's hurt Jacob Shipman so far. Runners on first and third, two outs for number 9, Wilhelm. Hornets are leading 4-0 off the 2 home runs by Josie Garnett and Skyler Wilhelm. There's a high swung on strike, and that makes the count 0-1 on Atlanta's number 9, Wilhelm. He has 2 men on base, 1 at first, 1 at third. And Shipman tries to pick off the runner stealing second, and the second baseman throws home, but it's a little bit above Justin Hazen's head, bounces off his glove, and it ends up the runner on first got 2 bases from that, and another run scores. So now it's 5-0 here in this big top of the second inning for the Atlanta Hornets. Shipman gets back on the mound. And pitches. There's a strike right down the middle. So whatever encouragement Matt Thomas from third base had for Shipman, it obviously works. So now we have a 0-2 count on Wilhelm. There's a low ball in the dirt, making the count 1-2. There's a hard hopper towards second, and Kylie Watson has a little bit of trouble getting it in his glove, but he ends up throwing it to first for the out. But not before 4 Atlanta Hornet runs score, and that after this 1.5 innings, Atlanta Hornets lead 5-0. And first up for the Tigers in this bottom half of the second inning is the cleanup hitter, Tyler Killen. There's a change up a little bit too high on the and a little bit outside. They called it a strike, so it's now 0-2. Sorry about that. That was 1-1. So Anson Killen swings at a high pitch and a low pitch to strike him out. So that's nobody on and 1 out here in the top of the second, the bottom of the second for number 7, Cale Watson. And Watson swings at an outside pitch, putting the count at 0-1. There's another strike on the outside part of the plate, and that puts the count at 0-2. There's a ball just a little bit low, putting the count at 1-2. And there's a fastball right down the middle. Watson swings but doesn't make contact. So that's the second strikeout of this inning for Josie Garnett. And there's 2 outs with nobody on here in the bottom of the 5th. Atlanta Hornets leading 5-0. Next up is number 9, Kylie Watson. And he swings at a pitch a little bit outside and doesn't make contact. And now here's a pop fly into the outfield. Center fielder racing, but can't quite get to it. And Watson holds up at first for a clean single. So now there's one on at first and two out in the bottom of the second inning for Cody Hayden. Jarnett tries to pick off Watson at first, and Watson dives in safely. So now here's the first pitch to Cody Hayden, and it's upstairs, and Cody swings at it anyway, and that makes the count 0-1. There's another high and outside pitch. Hayden fishes for that one, too. So that puts the count at 0-2. Garnett going for his third strikeout of the inning. There's another high pitch, but Cody lays off that one. So that puts the count at 1-2. There's a nasty curveball on the just a little bit inside and high, and that puts the count at 2-2. There's a floater over the middle of the plate. Hayden fishes but can't make contact, and that's the third strikeout of the inning for Josie Garnett. That ends the second inning. The Atlanta Hornets leading 5-0 off two home runs and a stolen base. So until the next half inning, I'll just say see ya. We're back with more Tiger baseball action here in the top of the third inning. Atlanta leadoff hitter for this inning is going to be number 30, Garrett, and he takes an outside ball one. He gets around on one, sends it into right field, halts at first, and he's on base for a leadoff single. Stepping up to try to move him around is number 20, Atlanta's Riley. Shipman looks in. Pitches, and there's an outside strike. So that puts the count at 0-1 with no outs and a runner on first. Riley hits a little number to Cale Watson at short. But Watson guns him down by a step. He sacrifices the runner over to second. So now there's a runner on second and one out for Atlanta's Ryan Bogert. And Chipman looks to pick off the runner at second, but nobody's there, so he can't throw over. And he looks in for the sign to pitch to Bogert. The pitch. And Bogert smashes one down the left field line, just a little bit foul. So that puts the count at 0-1 with one out here in the top half of the third inning. Hornets leading 5-0. man, there's another shot over the left field fence, just a little bit foul. So that puts the count at 0-2. And there's a low and outside ball one on Atlanta's number 11, Bogert. Shipman looks back to runner at second. And the pitch skips in the dirt, goes past Hazen to the screen. Number 30, Garrett gets a good jump off second and steals third. So now there's a runner on third and one out for Bogert. And Bogert hits one right back over the screen. When the fan threw it in, hit Bogert in the back, a little bit of entertainment in between pitches. So, and it's still two and two with one out and a runner on third in this top half of the third inning. Now Bogert hits one fair just behind shortstop. Hale Watson grabs it and holds the runner at third. So that's a nice catch by Hale Watson. Puts two outs on the scoreboard. And for Atlanta's leadoff hitter, Josie Garnett. Shipman looks in for the pitch. It's a little bit high, making the count 1-0. On Atlanta's leadoff hitter, Josie Garnett. Garnett fouls one back over the screen, and that evens up the count at 1-1. Shipman looks in for the next pitch. It's high and outside, putting the count at 2-1. Shipman pitches. It's a line drive right down the third base line. Matt Thomas barely has to move and catches it for the third out of this top half of the third inning. Atlanta Hornets still lead 5-0. First up this bottom half of the third inning is number 15, Brashears Michael McKim. And the first pitch to McKim is an outside ball, putting the count at 1-0. Garnett looks in again. And McKim fouls one just a little bit to the right of straight back, bounces it off the pole, and the third baseman tosses it back to Garnett. That puts the count at 1-1. There's a high ball, and that puts the count at 2-1. There's a strike right down at McKim's knees. He didn't think it was a strike, but I bet if the umpire calls it, I'm not arguing. So that evens up the count at 2-2. McKim fouls another one straight back and keeps fouling him off and battling. and makes the count 2-2. There's a sinking ball going out of the zone. McKim swung at but couldn't get a piece of it. And Josie Garnett rung him up for the first out of this inning. Up next for the Tigers is the number 9 hitter, number 13, Trey Treasure. Treasure and tries to bunt, but bunts it foul back over the screen, putting the count at 0-1. And there's a low ball one, and that evens up the count at 1-1. Treasure swings at an out high and outside pitch, putting himself down 1-2. He fouls one way off to the right, over the fence. And he keeps battling to make the and still keep the count of 1-2. And Garnett strikes him out on a low pitch, but there's a drop third strike. Treasure hustles down to first, but not quite fast enough as catcher Miller throws him out and throws it to Skylar Wilhelm at first and for the second out of the inning. Now up is Tigers leadoff hitter, number 1, Justin Hazen. Hazen fouls one straight back into the screen for strike 1. And there's a floater high and outside. Justin Hazen went fishing for it. Puts him down 0-2. Hazen tips one back into the catcher's glove for strike 3. So the Tigers go down in order on 3 straight Josie Garnett strikeouts here in the bottom of the third. And Tigers have still not managed to get any offense. Hornets lead it 5-0. And we're back here in the top of the fourth inning here in this baseball matchup between the Tigers and the Hornets. And Shipman has already pitched one ball low. Here's another ball inside, putting the count at 2-0 on Miller from Atlanta. Shipman pitches. It's a low and outside ball, putting the count 3-0. And Shipman gives up the first walk of the inning, puts a runner on first, and has no out for number 33, Skylar Wilhelm. Wilhelm hit a tough home run, line drive home run over the center field fence back in the second inning, the big inning for the Hornets. His 3-run home run put the Hornets ahead 4-0, and they eventually went up 5-0 on a stolen base by Cody Miller. And that's ball one on Wilhelm. And Hazen fires down to first, but it's too late to get the runner. There's a high ball on Wilhelm. Oh, they called it a strike. So that evens up the count at 1-1. And with a runner on first and no out. The pitch. It's a high ball, too. Puts the count at 2-1. There's a high and outside ball to Wilhelm, and that puts him up 3-1. Shipman trying to avoid his second walk of the inning right here. There's a strike in the very top part of the strike zone, puts the count full, 3-2. With no outs and a runner on first. And Wilhelm draws a walk on an outside pitch. Now the Hornets have runners on first and second and still no outs. And it looks like then Coach Danny Martin is going to have a talk with Shipman. Looks like Coach has decided to keep Shipman on the mound, probably telling him words of encouragement telling him our need for strikeouts. So, the first batter after the conference Shipman will face is number 10, Cody Miller, the Atlanta Hornets cleanup hitter. Miller fouls one over the right field fence, and that puts the count at 0-1. Tigers are trying for the first out of the inning here in number 10, Cody Miller. The pitch. It's a low and away ball, putting the count at 1-1. Shipman pitches. It's a foul ball right down the left field line, but it stays foul, so it counts 1-2. It's another low and outside ball. And number 2, Miller, gets another stolen base off of the ball by Jacob Shipman. Wilhelm remains on first. So there is a runner on first and third with no outs and a 2-2 count for Cody Miller. There's a high ball. It puts the count full at 3-2. Shipman's trying to get his fifth strikeout and the first out of the inning. And he gives out another walk, and Shipman gives another free pass to first base. He can't afford to give many more. So that And that loads the bases for number 12, Jovan West. He hits a fair line drive right down the left field line. It's going to get him a double and two RBIs. So the Atlanta Hornets, after Jovan West's double, lead it 7-0. They still have no outs in this inning. The Tigers have been having trouble getting outs here in this fourth inning, as they still have no outs and two runs have already crossed the plate. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change for Brashear. For Shipman, they're going to put in Matt Thomas. They're moving Shipman to third in Matt Thomas's old place. Thomas is a left-handed pitcher, so we're hoping that he can do something to mystify these Atlanta batters and get three outs and get us out of this inning. And Thomas is done with his warm-ups. So now we have runners on second and third, and no outs for the Atlanta's number six hitter, number nine, Wilhelm. And there's strike one on the low outside corner. So we're hoping that'll be a sign for what to come as Thomas comes in to pitch. There's a foul over the right field fence. That puts the count at 0-2. There's a curve ball on the outside part of the plate. Curve too far out for a strike, though. So it's a count of 1-2. Wilhelm hits a sharp grounder to Kylie Watson at second. Watson throws him out at first, but that will score the and another run for Atlanta, the third of this inning. So now there's one out with a runner on third for number 30, Garrett. There's a curveball just a little bit outside for ball one. And there's a strike, evening the count at 1-1. Thomas gets ready for the pitch. It's a low strike, and that puts the count at 1-2. There's a ball just a little bit low, evening the count at 2-2. Thomas gets Garrett to fish for a pitch on the high outside corner. So that's Thomas's first strikeout of the game and the second out of this Atlanta, top of the fourth inning. there's a low ball one on number 20, Riley. Strike one on the low outside corner evens the count at 1-1. Thomas pitches. And there's a ball dropping out of the zone. It catches the Atlanta batter off on guard and puts the count at 1-2. There's a changeup, which fools the Atlanta batter, giving Matt Thomas his second strike out of the inning and the third out. So, even though Matt Thomas came in and shut the Hornets down, that's not before Jacob Shipman gave up three runs in this top of the fourth inning. So now the Atlanta Hornets are leading the Brashear Tigers 8-0. Looks like we're about ready to begin in this bottom of the fourth inning. Hornets are still leading the Tigers 8-0. And first batter up for the Tigers is number 6, Matt Thomas. And the first pitch comes in and hits him on the hip, puts him on first. So now we have a base runner on first and no out for Jacob Shipman. Shipman takes a few practice cuts. And now Garnett's ready. He pitches. It's a low and outside ball one. There's a strike that hits the low and outside corner, putting the count at 1-1. There's a high strike that Shipman goes fishing for, and that puts the count at 1-2. Oh, and here could be a possible double play. The ball is hit right back to the pitcher, and the shortstop makes an acrobatic leap to catch the ball going to second. Then Wilhelm stretches out as the shortstop fires it over to first to get both Matt Thomas and Jacob Shipman. So that's the second double play of the game for Atlanta and makes two outs here in this bottom of the fourth inning. Now up is number 16, the cleanup hitter, Tyler Killen. He swings at a high strike. Doesn't quite make contact, puts the count at 0-1. There's another high strike. Puts the count at 0-2. There's a ball a lot inside, puts the count at 1-2. Here with two outs and nobody on for Tyler Killen. There's a high and outside pitch, and Josie Garnett rings Tyler up for his fifth strikeout of the game. And after a crushing double play and a strikeout, that ends the fourth inning. Hornets are still leading 8-0. And it looks like we're about ready to get underway in the fifth inning here in the baseball battle between the Brashear Tigers and the Atlanta Hornets. First up for the Hornets is their number 9 hitter, number 11, Ryan Bogert. Shipman and Thomas pitches. Bogert hits a sharp grounder right in between the shortstop and third baseman. Cale Watson dives for it but can't quite get it. And that lands him on base with a single. And now up is the Atlanta leadoff hitter, number one, Josie Garnett. There's a low ball one, putting the count at 1-0. There's a floater outside, but it's the second ball, and it puts the count at 2-0. There's a strike on the outside part of the plate, puts the count at 2-1. Thomas pitches, and there's a sharp grounder right up the middle, right past Thomas's glove, and that lands Bogert on second and Garnett on first. Now up is number two, Miller. Thomas pitches. It's a curveball just a little bit outside for ball one. There's runners on first and second here in the top of the fifth inning for number two, Miller. But he hits a little nubber down the third baseline, and Shipman throws him out at first. That advances Bogert to third and Garnett to second. Now there's one out, and the runners on second and third for number 33, Skyler Wilhelm. Thomas's pitch. Wilhelm swings at one, dropping out of the zone, and can't get a bat on it, so that's strike one. Thomas pitches. There's another one dropping out of the zone, and it's the same swing. Wilhelm still hasn't got a piece of that ball, and it puts the count at 0-2. Now Wilhelm hits a line drive into left center field. It'll score Bogert and Garnett. So that puts two runs across for the Atlanta Hornets and lands Skyler Wilhelm with a single. Hornets now leading 10-0. There's a runner on first for number 10, the cleanup hitter, Cody Miller. There's a chest-high outside strike, and that puts the count at 0-1. Miller grounds one to first, into third, sorry, and Shipman whips it over to second to get Wilhelm going to second. But they didn't have quite enough time to get Miller going to first. So there's still a runner on first, only now two outs for Atlanta's Javon West. And there's a low and away strike one. There's a low strike two, and Thomas is looking to get out of this inning right here. West hits a little bouncer in front of the plate, and it hops up to Matt Thomas, who tossed it to Tyler Killen at first for the third out of the inning. But not before Atlanta gets two more off of a line drive single by Skyler Wilhelm. And that puts Atlanta up 10-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. So now it's the bottom of the fifth inning, and Cale Watson tries to lead the Tigers into getting at least one run so they do not get hit by the mercy rule. Garnett pitches, and it's an outside strike one. There's a strike about the knee high that Cale Watson didn't swing at, but the umpire called it a strike anyway, so it's 0-2. There's a sharp grounder in between the first and second baseman, and Cale Watson gets a leadoff single. That puts one runner on for his brother, Kylie Watson, number 9. Tigers have a good chance to score here with a runner on and no out. Watson pops one up to short, and the shortstop fires it over to Wilhelm at first, but it skips past him and allows Cale Watson to advance to second. So there's a sacrifice fly, and that makes one out on the board, but now we have a runner on second for number 14, Cody Hayden. There's a high and outside strike swung on, but Cody couldn't quite get a piece of it, so that puts the count at 0-1. There's another high strike, putting the count at 0-2. There's a strike right down the middle, and Cody Hayden couldn't quite make contact. So that's Josie Garnett's first strike out of the inning, and the seventh of the game, making two outs on the board with a runner on second for Michael McKim. And Michael swung on a high outside strike, making it in the count 0-1. There's a curveball that ended up right in the middle of the plate, and that makes the count 0-2, with two outs here with a runner on second. Tigers trying to avoid the mercy rule. And there's a high ball one that skipped off the catcher's glove, but Watson did not take advantage and did not go to third. So the count's 1-2 now with two outs and a runner on second. McKim fouls one onto the batting cage, and that stays alive. keeping the count at 1-2. And there's a pitch on the outside half of the plate, swung on, but Michael McKim couldn't take and get a piece of it. So the Tigers are 10-run ruled here at Brashear. Atlanta Hornets winning 10-0 in 5. Scores for the Atlanta Hornets: Josie Garnett with a solo home run lead off in the first inning, and Skyler Wilhelm having a tremendous night with 5 RBIs, including a 3-run home run and a 2-RBI single to lead the Atlanta Hornets to victory. Tiger and Atlanta Hornets also turned 2 double plays in this game, which twice crushed the Tigers' hopes of getting rallies started. So, from here at Brashear, I think this is just about it for this Brashear baseball game. Atlanta Hornets winning over the Tigers 10-0 in 5.